From the Heart, July 21. God's Superior Power. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land. The Lord directed Moses to go again to the children of Israel and repeat the promise of deliverance, with a fresh assurance of divine favor. Moses went as he was commanded, but the people were in no mood to receive him. Their hearts were full of bitterness. The lash was still sounding in their ears. The cry of anguish and distress drowned all other sounds, and they would not listen. Moses bowed his head in humiliation and disappointment, and again God's voice was heard by him. Go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. He was informed that the monarch would not give his consent until God should lay his hand in judgment upon Egypt and bring Israel out by his almighty power. He would show them by his servant Moses that the maker of the heavens and the earth is the living and all-powerful God, above all gods, that his strength is mightier than the strongest, that omnipotence could bring forth his people with a high hand and with an outstretched arm. Obedient to the command of God, Moses and Aaron again entered the lordly halls of the king of Egypt. There, surrounded by the massive and richly sculptured columns and the gorgeousness of rich hangings and adornments of silver and gold and gems, before the monarch of the most powerful kingdom then in existence stood these two men of the despised race, one with a rod in his hand, come once more to deliver their request that he would let their people go. The king demanded a miracle. Moses and Aaron had been previously directed of God how to act in case such a demand should be made. And Aaron now took the rod and cast it down before the king. It became a serpent. The monarch sent for his wise men and the sorcerers, who, at his command, cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. The magicians did not really cause their rods to become serpents, but by magic, aided by the great deceiver, made them appear like serpents to counterfeit the work of God. The work of God was thus shown to be superior to the power of Satan.